Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Host podcast.
We talk about conscious living, self-awareness, and everything in between.
I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim.
Thank you for joining us and allowing us to be a part of your journey.
Mo, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
The way you said it, though.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good today.
Yeah.
When you ask me how I'm feeling, I be really having to, like, tap in and because like initially my first response like
is the
good
the generic one huh? Yeah, I'm going
yeah, good.
Good the supermarket one,
yes, but I think that I am doing good. I am honestly, like I always say, just happy to be here with you having this conversation. This is a privilege to just be here expressing ourselves. How are you today?
I'm good. I really am. I'm doing well.
You're looking good.
I feel good about my physical appearance today.
As you should.
I have felt pretty high about it. It's the most high I've felt in a little while. So
I love that.
Physically, I'm aware, which we're going to get into later. I don't want to spill too much. I'm going to give a little. I don't even want to say it yet. I ain't gonna do it quite yet. But I'm doing good. I'm focused in, so I'm well. And how y'all doing?
How's everybody doing?
From the cubes.
Oh, my God. You gotta be a fool.
From the cubes.
Every day of your life. Take a deep breath. Check in with yourself. Feel your feelings. Whatever you're feeling is completely fine. No right or wrong answer. Take a deep breath and feel yourself.
And with that out the way, what are we rapping about?
So last week, we had a conversation about the arrival fallacy. Amazing conversation. It was an amazing conversation. And within that conversation, I realized, well, I said something. I was just like, I want to feel. And that statement on its own evoked today's conversation,
yes,
which is emotional awareness, just feeling. I think as human beings, we don't take the time to stop and feel. Like life moves so fast, or what it seems. But when you take the time to actually feel how you feel, be aware of your emotions and those around you, shit look a little different.
Yeah, I think in today's time, the phrase we hear more than emotional awareness is emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we skip the step.
Yeah.
You can't be emotionally intelligent about something you're not aware about.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You can't use your wits, your smarts. You can't actually formulate something if you're not aware of it.
Agreed.
So I think a lot of times people be missing emotional intelligence because they don't have emotional awareness to even know what emotion that's actually happening at the moment.
Yeah. I understand that. You was about to ask me?
I was going
to
ask you.
No, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you.
Okay, do.
What does being emotionally aware mean to you?
So for me, being emotionally aware is just that I am noticing or taking account of the emotion that has arrived from a person, place, or situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's just really just the simplest definition of emotionally aware.
Yeah.
So you can then really have a true reaction and really have a true sense of emotional intelligence then.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then ultimately you don't know what emotion really is speaking to you.
Exactly.
Because our emotions come from so many different factors, and there's certain emotions that we just don't like to admit that we have, but they are a part of the human experience, but we push them to the side. So you have to just become, like I say, emotionally aware of which one is actually present at the time.
Yeah.
So what does emotional awareness mean to you?
Emotional awareness. I just like piggybacking off of what you said, like just being aware of oneself. And I know like in school they taught us don't use the vocabulary word in the definition. But honestly, when I think of emotional awareness, being aware of your emotions.
Yeah.
Honestly. But to go even deeper though, I think so many of us will opt for the emotion that's on the surface level.
Yeah.
You know, facts. I always like to go deeper. And for me, being emotional aware is, okay, you know, this made you feel like this, but what are you actually feeling? Sometimes it's not that deep. Sometimes it's not that deep. Maybe this person might have just pissed you off. This person might have just triggered you. But usually there is a root cause to any emotion that is evoked by human experience that you have lived.
Facts.
So that, and then I also want to say that I think as human beings, we, and I said this last week, we prefer to feel emotions that only feel good. Like, even when we talk about protecting our peace, I just want to be around people and shit that make me feel happy, good, make good me vibes. Happy, da, 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 da. Yeah, good vibes. Trust me, I'm all for the vibes. Like,
for sure.
I'm the big, like, I want to protect my peace at all costs. But I don't think we realize, as human beings, we should feel every emotion possible in this human experience. And I honestly feel like at this big age that I'm at,
big age,
there are so many emotions that I have not felt because I didn't, like, we run away from certain emotions. Like, you don't want to feel sad. We don't want to feel angry. But usually when we are able to honestly feel these emotions, and it's just so funny, like, the only emotions that I can even think of is sad, angry, and happy. But it's like a multitude. Yeah, yes, it's a multitude of emotions. But what I notice is, like, because now I'm really tapping into how I feel, regardless of how I feel. I want to feel how I feel. It's usually a lesson in it. It usually helps with the evolution that is me. Like, you know what I mean? Absolutely. It usually helps me live life more intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
It just overall, like, regardless of how I'm feeling, I want to feel that feeling because it aids in my transformation. It helps with this experience that we're having.
So you feel like you are emotionally aware right now in your life?
No. I think
you
I'm
don't?
I think I'm finally getting to a point where I'm beginning to be emotionally aware. I think that I had a victim mindset for a while.
Okay.
Where I would blame other people for my emotions. Like, oh, this, you know, this happened because I did, or because this person did this, or because I experienced this. I have to admit that I definitely had a victim mindset. And I think when you have a victim mindset and you blame other people for your emotions, there's no way you are emotionally, I'm not going to say there's no way.
You ain't growing properly.
Yeah.
You just want to keep blaming people. You're not taking responsibility for your own healing.
Yeah, and I think, of course, because emotions, energy in motion, but also emotions are usually, energy in motion. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that?
It's like I knew it my whole life, but I just never heard nobody say energy in motion is emotions.
Yeah, energy in motion. Because I feel like emotions are a result of something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're not just, they're a result of something.
Yeah.
But I definitely found myself looking for, like I said before, the surface level. But yeah, I feel like I'm finally getting to a point where I am actually emotionally aware instead of like going for the surface level, asking myself, if somebody pissed me off, because it'd be days where like I'd be in traffic and people really be like, I'd be ready to just, like, square
up. Well, yeah, that's different, though. That shit happened to everybody.
It is, but it ain't. Because, like, why did this person piss me off that bad? Why did this person have that much power over your emotions? You get what I'm saying? Like, what's the real reason? And I'll look back and I'll be like, well, you know, this happened with my mom. And that kind of, like, it goes unsolved. And that's another thing. There are so many things inside of us that go unresolved and they manifest into anger.
Yeah.
They manifest into sadness. That's what I'm trying to do. Like, go back to the root. I always speak about the root cause of things finding out why I actually feel this way. Again, everything ain't always that deep.
I'm going to take a road rage or something to tap everybody. I think the calmest people react to road rage. Just, I don't know what about it in their car. Like, motherfuckers doing shit in their car just builds a certain level of anger so quickly.
You know what?
People go from, like, you know, calm, listen to that music, to wanting to throw hands, step out the car, like, in an instant with road rage.
But there's a deeper issue there.
I don't think so.
I disagree with you.
I got some shit just be like, some shit just make you mad just because of the situation. It ain't got nothing to do with, like, in my opinion, it don't have nothing to do with, like, your childhood or nothing like that. Some shit just be...
It may not be your childhood, but, like, it could have been something that happened yesterday that you didn't face yet. Or the day before, last week, last month. I think no one should make you that angry. Like, why are you so angry?
Well, baby, let me tell you something.
I'm guilty of it. I mean, because people been pissing me off.
I'm for sure guilty of it. But I don't think it'd be rooting for nothing but me wanting to, like, get there as quick as possible or perform well. I was just finna say, goddamn, maybe you're right, because I be trying to get there quick as possible, perform well, because I believe that you get love when you perform.
Look at that. Exhibit A.
I don't like this healing shit sometimes.
So in conclusion.
Conclusion.
Yes, I think I'm beginning to be emotionally aware, but there is definitely more work to be done. Do you think you are emotionally aware?
I think as of late, I am. I think I've been able to better examine my emotions for the real root. And more, I'm starting to, I don't really know how to say it, but like embrace feelings that we try to tuck away that we're not supposed to have.
Yes.
Like jealousy.
Yeah.
Envy or hate. Emotions that we, like, motherfuckers are, oh, I ain't never jealous and nobody,
never,
you know, I ain't never jealous, you know, I ain't never mad, you know, I ain't, you know what I mean, whatever it might be, most people in there, I ain't never jealous of nobody. Now I'm emotionally aware enough to say I've definitely been jealous of people before, 100% been jealous and envious, but I handled it in a more positive way.
Yeah.
See, when you embrace it, you can handle it the way you want to. When you don't, then it manifests into something ugly.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Usually manifest into hating on them. Like, oh, you know, whatever. She ain't that pretty. She just got money for good makeup. Like,
yeah.
Or he ain't really like that. He just got this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So people, when you don't address or you ain't emotionally aware, then it turned into something ugly. But if you can address it, then it's more like, yo, I can't cap when I see him doing this thing like that, because it get me a little steam, but
yeah.
You know what? It's a competitive thing. I want to, you know, make sure I'm on the same, you know, I'm working at the same rate or even better. He slick motivate me. I'm hot.
That's what I was about to say. It turns into motivation, inspiration when you can actually tap into how you feel and examine those emotions.
But when you don't, like I said, it turns into something very ugly. So you need to be emotionally aware so you can then react properly.
Yeah, move accordingly. I feel like a lot of our emotions, whether it be jealous of somebody else, because I was having this conversation with you the other day, it don't even really got nothing to do with that person. It's you.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, that's why I said in the beginning, it's a root issue. A lot of this shit ain't got nothing to do with other people. It has to do with you.
For sure.
A part of emotional awareness is being not only aware of self, but like other people's emotions. How do you feel like you... Are you emotionally aware of other people's emotions? When I think of that, it's just like reading the room, like energy. Like,
I've always been more aware of other people's emotions. I think, I don't know, the environment I grew up in, you always need to like check somebody's temperature, see where they at when they come in the room. Like, just know like what they on. And as an adult, it's definitely a skill you need to have, because you might take something so personal and you just don't know how high of an emotional situation they just came off of. So It could have been anybody. It just so happened to be you at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He just got some news about a family member, and you come in, and you got another critical situation. Less than 30 seconds, he just heard it. You know what I mean? And that person might explode on you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes. I think it'd be easier for us to be more emotionally aware of other people, because we can see it. We can analyze it.
Yeah.
With us, you can't see it, right? You can only feel it.
Agreed.
So we be trying to, like, as best as possible, hide the emotion.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but other people can see it on your face. You frustrated. Like, people can see it. You know what I'm saying? That you a little angry. You a little... People can see when you get a little tired, even though you would tell them, no, I'm okay. I'm cool. I'm fine.
Right.
I'm straight. I'm cool. I ain't fucked up about it. They can clearly see it on your face, but you can't. So it's a little harder for you.
Exactly. I think it's easier for us to assess other people's emotion because, like you said, we can see it.
Yes.
But when it comes to ourselves, it's a feeling that's within us, but we have been taught for so long not to feel. Feeling has been labeled as a negative thing.
Yeah.
And so we run away from how we actually feel, and it's hard for us to move forward in expressing how we feel. I personally feel like I can read other people's emotions as well.
Very good.
I won't say very good, but I'm aware. Like, because like you said, body language is everything.
For sure.
And also energy. That's something that, it's something you can't see, but you can just feel.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel the energy.
Yeah.
You can feel the energy. Like, if you really tapped in and you can, like, really read the room.
You can feel it coming from people.
You feel energy.
When energy arises in us, I think mentally, maybe mentally or our ego starts to say, nah, we ain't the type of person to feel this emotion, so this got to be this.
Yeah.
Or we want it to be this.
Yeah.
No, I ain't jealous. I ain't mad. I'm a truth teller. That's what you tell yourself. I'm just telling you the truth about what they got going on, you know what I mean, or whatever it is. Because your ego says, well, fuck, I can't perform high if goddamn me, if I'm actually jealous of somebody or envious of somebody, then I ain't the best in the room. I ain't the biggest star in the room, as I thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just think it's rougher on ourselves than other people.
Agreed. Going back to feeling being labeled as negative, there is like this big stigma around being emotional. Like, even when we talk about, oh, yeah, he emotional, she emotional, like, that's negative. Like, that's meant to be an insult.
It is.
It's meant to be an insult. And I think especially in the Black community.
For sure.
I think it's like, you know, we ain't emotional. We don't want to get emotional. Allowed. We don't, we not allowed. And I was thinking about the fact that, I'm saying fact, but this is my perception. Mm-hmm. The women in my life, the women that I know, are tough, are hard. When I think about my mama, when I think about your mama, your granny, my best friend, even myself to an extent. I know I get on here and I be expressing myself and I'm allowing myself to be vulnerable, but I haven't always been in this space. Mm-hmm. But the women that I know, they're so tough. And like, even I was having a conversation with you yesterday about when Casey's got robbed.
The gas station,
and my auntie was in there.
Yes.
And she came out crying. Me and my mom was waiting in the car for her.
Y'all had no idea what went on.
But I was like, I don't remember. Of course, this is my child mom, but I'm like, mind, I don't remember my mom comforting her.
Nah.
I don't remember. There aren't many times in my life that I remember my mom just being super emotional. And I have heard her say, I always have to be the strong one. And strongest equivalent in her mind, and I think in a lot of people's minds, emotionalist, having this wall up. And I know soft girl era, that's a thing that is like really trendy right now. It's like all the rage. And it has different layers, right? Of course, romanticizing life, giving yourself everything that you wanted, pampering yourself. But a big part of being in my soft girl era is allowing myself to feel, allowing myself to be emotional. Being a Black woman and entering your soft girl era is literally, it's a revolutionary act because you are deciding, I'm not going to allow society, I'm not going to allow people's perceptions and my past experiences to stop me from getting to the depths of myself. Because when you are allowing yourself to be emotional, not only vulnerable to the world, but vulnerable to self.
Yeah.
That's a revolutionary act. And when you aren't allowing yourself that privilege, that birthright of yours, you're hiding parts of yourself. So entering your soft girl era is revolutionary.
Yeah, I think women be having it rougher than men, because like women have to be soft. and
so many fucking
dainty
things.
And in areas that women, nobody should have to. In business, you still gotta act like a lady, you know what I mean? And things of that nature. We don't, when the men come in and he's bossy and he tells people to go to, you know, giving
like
orders
he
out. He on his boss shit. When a woman does it, she is a bitch to work with.
You know who I think of? Jessica Pearson.
Jessica Pearson, baby.
Love me, Jessica Pearson.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all ain't on Suits. Congratulations. You are now on Suits.
Welcome to Previously on Suits.
Welcome. But, yeah, I think women catch it bad. Then black women need the double standard. You can't be, like, there's a movie, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, yeah, like, too angry. Yeah,
all the time. Nobody wants to be the angry black woman. Nobody wants to be the angry black guy that's calling shit out, but then sometimes when you don't call the shit out, now you just angry inside of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now you the only motherfucker in the room that's kind of pissed off. There is, like you said, a stigma against having emotions. This era that we live in, I ain't mad. This is like the I ain't mad era. I don't care era. It's like the new flex is to have zero emotions about anything that goes on, but at the same time care about everything and be knowledgeable to, you know, the correct pronouns to say. You know what side of the war you should be on. You know what companies you should. I thought we weren't caring. It sounds like we're caring a little bit.
Yeah.
But we just not accepting that we can care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's a very weird thing that society wants everybody to be emotionally intelligent enough, have enough information about what's going on in the world. But at the same time, don't be too emotional about it.
Yeah,
it's almost impossible for me to know what's going on in Palestine and with Israel and not be emotional about it.
Exactly.
I'm just supposed to address this thing and not have no emotions at all. It's a wicked game that society is playing, humans playing on each other, that we can't show any type of feeling towards each other, or ourselves, or
what's going on,
or what's going on in the world. So
I think a large part of it is that with how much the world has progressed, I think we have forgotten how to be humans.
Yeah.
And feeling is a large part of the human experience.
It is. It might be the whole thing here.
It, I mean,
very much could be.
It's literally, I remember on the movie Soul, you know, I love my animated movies.
Yes.
And 22 was trying to find her, is
purpose,
it purpose,
yeah,
right?
Purpose.
And in the end, she learned, like, I don't know if it was a he or a she, because it wasn't a person yet.
It was a soul.
It was a soul. But they learned that feeling, you know, feeling the, like, if you remember in the end, like, feeling the wind on your face and having a conversation or being cuddled up with this cat, like, we're put here to feel. That's a part of the human experience.
Yeah.
It's to feel. It's the whole fucking point.
So I'm just going to, you know, don't let, we need to get off of calling people emotional. Like, because everybody is. They just openly to express their emotions, which is a very good thing. So I don't want to no longer be a part of a society where it's deemed negative to be emotional about something, to care about something.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you. Growing up as a black man,
okay,
how do you think that, I said growing up, but even like obviously
still
now, how do you think the negative stigmas around surrounding being emotional, expressing your emotions has affected you? How has that shaped you?
Growing up where I grew up at, you definitely had to be like emotionally aware of yourself and the other people around you. It's so many times like, growing up, like I say, in the ghetto, you got people who wanted to, they don't know about emotional awareness. So he just like, he angry and he willing to take it out on whoever.
Yeah.
So he come around and he throwing, I seen so many acts of violence come around. People getting fights, like motherfuckers getting shot at from simple, the one simplest thing they can start it off is like, motherfuckers be like, I'm laughing now, but I'm looking back on it like, God damn, something this little would get dudes going. Like, they'd be like, oh, motherfuckers ain't on shit right now, bro. They ain't talking about nothing. You know what I mean? Dudes just come in the room and say it. They just come
I've
on.
I've never experienced that.
They'll just, like, as they come into the section, like, the block, they just say it. He's angry. He's emotional. He's looking for someone to approach him. so he can take this anger out from whatever emotional thing he got going on them. I done seen so many, like I said, fights or whatever break out strictly on two dudes coming from a poverty-stricken neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Angry about their situation, but they took it out on each other because they don't know how to address it.
Mm,
you know what facts. I'm saying? That's usually what the quote-unquote black-on-black violence.
Yeah, that's what it is. It was it was
poverty on poverty.
Whole other story. Like it's
lack of education on lack of education. It's not. It ain't never black on black. I ain't never seen a black man be like, "I hate your skin." Boom. Bow,
yeah,
shot
it's,
you.
It's
like,
deeper than that.
Being a black man in America, or just being a colored person in the world, you have to be aware of so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially like working in, I mean, just being frank, working in white America, like. You gotta be, it's a very thin line when politics get brought up at work or something like that. As a colored person, it's like you can speak your piece, but you also gotta kind of hold back a little bit because you need the job and you know most people here might not agree with how you view the world.
Yeah.
So you have to be emotionally aware, emotionally intelligent enough to say something that won't line you in fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if it is something you are actually very emotional about.
Yeah. How do you feel, though, that your background has affected your ability? I guess I should have asked it like that. Affected your ability to express your emotions? Because I deem you as, I've called you sensitive.
All the time.
You hated very it. Emotional. You were so offended.
I do. Cause like,
so offended.
Coming with, like I said, as a black man, to be called sensitive is just like,
it's not
basically
a,
you call me a soft ass nigga. Like, you basically call me soft.
It's not an insult, though.
But it feels like it coming from how I was raised and how things go. Like, you can't, yeah, you call me sensitive, you call me emotional. It's like you basically like, in a sense, you kind of like challenge my manhood almost.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that challenging my manhood means that if I stand up for my manhood, I have to be emotionless.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, that's the way you feel like you grew up as a black person of color, as a male in the world in general, not just America. You kind of feel like, you can't show too many emotions or, like I said, you'll get deemed something.
Yeah, and it's on being, I guess, worried about how we are being perceived. And I mean, I often say I don't care how I'm perceived, but it's kind of difficult to not care about how you're perceived in this world, especially when, as a person of color, there are so many consequences.
Yeah.
Really.
Consequences.
When you perceive when other, you know, when other people have the power to make decisions.
Yeah, about you and your life.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's rough. It is. Do you think you should allow?
Allow.
I did say allow. Allow. God, I'm country as fuck.
Allow.
God, it is what it is. I'm not correcting myself. Do you think you should allow?
No, allow.
Allow your emotions to guide you.
Okay.
Allow.
I think that yes, no, yes and no. It's like it's confusing because I think we should allow our intuition to guide us.
Okay.
Not our emotions. I know we kind of talked about it last night. I think it's best to make decisions when you're in the in between. When you're like at a calm, a happy medium. You don't want to decisions when your emotions are super high.
Or super low.
Mm-hmm. You need to make decisions when, you know, like when you're at a happy medium.
Even keel.
But I definitely think that you should allow your intuition to guide you. I'm big on allowing your intuition to guide you. And I think there's a difference. Because I think sometimes you be like, what's the difference between my intuition and my emotion? There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
I think your intuition, that's a spiritual experience.
Yeah, spiritual
that's
insight.
Your higher, exactly. That's your higher consciousness sending you downloads.
Yeah.
Mm. Your emotions, that's a human experience. Right? Like we said earlier. Like we said earlier, your emotions is usually the result of something.
Yeah.
I don't think that if we were not here in human form, we would not be able to have emotions.
Maybe so. That I can see that.
Yeah. So I think that's the huge difference when it comes to like emotions versus intuition. But no, I don't think you should allow your emotions to guide. It's tricky though. It's tricky because I think that sometimes, you know, this thing may make you sad. This thing may make you disappointed. So you can then look deeper within yourself and say, hey, this made me sad, so I must give a fuck about this.
Yeah.
Or I must not care about this thing. This is what I value. This is what I don't. This is what I don't value. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And allowing your emotions or tapping into your emotions and looking for the deeper root will actually allow you to follow your intuition.
Ah, there we go. She tied it.
I tied it.
You got it. That was good. That was good.
What about you, though? You think your emotions should guide you?
Absolutely not.
No?
No. I think, like you said, they should be taken into account. Yes, we will write in our notes while we looking over the decision we finna make that, hey, this does make me pretty happy, or this does make me pretty sad or angry, excuse me, or whatnot. But I don't think emotions should guide our decisions. I believe it should be, like you said, a 50-50 act. You need some type of logic to be played into. I know you hate to hear
it. No, but you're right, though, because I saw this video where this girl was saying, like, apparently it's this girl who went over out of the country and with the little bit of money that she had, mm-hmm. and she's now homeless in that country. And the girl was like, I blame the manifesting girlies for this. I blame y'all for this. I blame us for this. But no, because manifestation is, there's some planning in that.
Yeah, you got
there's some planning, there's some work. You can't think that you're going to just go to Paris with $50 and you're good. Nah, it takes some planning, and I think there's a misunderstanding in that. So I agree with you there. I usually just be like, nah, not no logic, though.
Yeah, you got
it does. I think it's balance.
It takes a little logic. You know, we all hear the stories about people like, oh, I moved to, you know, Los Angeles with nothing, and I became something. And they had a little bit of logic. They knew they was going to get a job. They had a little bit of something for an apartment, whatever, how they was going to get through the city, through transportation. They used a little logic. But what pushed them to do it was, again, intuition and their emotions.
Yeah.
But you need all three to make a proper decision. I think if you rely on just one, strictly logic, you're going to end up in a place where you'd be like, how did I get here? Who am I?
Right.
Type thing.
Right.
And if you just move on intuition alone, then you end up maybe getting tricked by somebody. Because everybody in the world claimed to be. Like, one thing I had to tell myself the other day, everybody in the world claim to be a good person. Everybody you ever meet will claim to have the same values and morals as you.
I don't know if everybody will. I think if some people will straight up be like, nah. What about the movies that we watch? And be like, I'm not
movies
a good
are
person.
Fake.
I'm not a good person.
Movies are fake.
I think it's still a good example. I think there's some people like it.
No, I think in real life, everybody you meet, you ain't never met a motherfucker who be like, yeah, I'm a fake dude. Like, I be doing fake shit. I'm a fuckboy. I do fuckboy shit. You ain't never met nobody that told you.
I've never met. Maybe our listeners have.
They ain't never met nobody. They just been like, yeah, I'm a fuckboy. I do fuckboy shit. Like, I don't give a damn. This me? You know what I'm saying? I'd like to be your friend. Who the fuck would sign up to be his friend? True. Nobody comes out and tells you their raw morals and values.
And a lot of people don't know. They're not aware.
Or they'll make up what they think the situation calls
good.
For. Yeah. So, but there are people who telling you, like, I'm a good person. Trust me. I got your back on this. And whole time in the head, he like, if this sucker believes half this shit, I'm saying, I'm taking him to the cleaners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Type shit. Like, he just, I'm hoping they eating this up so I can fucking do them dirty on something. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately, there are people out there that don't have our best interests at heart. And when you,
yeah.
Because I think, but also I think sometimes intuition is, that doesn't mean you have to be gullible, because your intuition will also has the power to.
I said if you only follow.
But see, listen, your intuition has the power to tell you, give you that gut feeling that, you know, this person like.
Yeah, but see, you tie. If you make decisions straight on intuition and emotion, you'd be like, man, this dude say he, if I sign with him, he'll get me. If I make him my manager and give him blah, blah, blah percentage, he'll get me on this label and that. Man, I've been in this a long time, and like, this finally feel like my break. Your emotions and shit will rile you up.
But that's your emotions, though.
Emotions, yes, that's what we're talking about, ain't it?
Yeah, but you say intuition.
Yes, them two paired together. Like, well, you got to have logic. You can argue
you
me this the whole
I'm
time.
I'm not trying to argue. I agree with you.
You ain't got to agree. You can, though.
But I agree. You have to have a balance.
You just hate the word logic, bro.
It just does, like, put a, like, pit in my stomach. Like, it does.
That's fine, but you need to have a little.
Okay. You be my logic.
Baby, I try to be and don't get nowhere, which nowhere.
So wrapping it up, how do you plan on being emotionally aware, more emotionally aware of self and others?
To me, the biggest thing is being honest. Because if we not honest with ourselves about our true emotions, I feel like that's our ego trying to direct the proper superstar or the proper just ego trip emotion that we should have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I just believe the narrative that your ego can properly guide you is just misguided. It can never go. Our ego likes to think that it's perfect. Biggest star in the room. Nobody can tell me nothing. I know the facts and I'm always right no matter what.
Right.
So when you find somebody, you're scrolling on Instagram and you're a photographer, they're a photographer, but you got 1,000 followers and they got 500,000 and you're just, his pictures aren't even that great. Look at this and this, that, and the third. Your ego is the one speaking right now.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is take a moment and pause and be honest with yourself. Are you really jealous of the photos he takes or are you jealous that he has a following right now and you don't?
Yeah.
What is your true emotions? We got to take a deep breath and remember that you allowed to feel those deep pocket emotions. Jealousy, anger, envy, disgust, hate. You are allowed to feel these. I think we need to be more honest with ourselves about certain things. And then we wouldn't put ourselves in certain situations. We wouldn't put ourselves in certain engagements if we were honest. Instead of letting the ego drive happiness and confidence to the forefront of every emotional situation that we come into. Because that's what I don't give a fuck. That's like, oh, I'm confident and I'm cool and I'm happy. I don't give a fuck what happened. I'm good. I'm straight. Like that. That's what that's derived from.
From like ego?
Yes. When people be like, nah, I don't give a fuck. Like, oh, I ain't mad. That's their ego.
Oh, okay.
Speaking.
You talking about when it comes to interactions with other people, because
yeah, when you are actually emotional about something but you don't want to show it, okay. I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever happens, I'm cool, you know what I mean? You actually do care. You just ain't being honest with yourself. And in front of these people, you too scared to be vulnerable because your ego will be a little shattered.
Yeah.
So I think being honest is the first step. How do you plan to be more emotionally aware?
I think for me, being more emotionally aware is very much in alignment with being more self-aware. Being more aware of why certain things make me feel a certain way. Being more aware of how the experiences in my life affect the emotions that I'm exuding in the present moment. And it just goes back to like, I think as humans, we just don't want to feel. I think there are parts of myself that I hid from myself because I was afraid of those pieces of myself.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, I didn't allow myself to actually feel. And again, I keep saying this, but I just want to allow myself, give myself the space to actually feel whatever it is that I'm feeling. And again, not let it guide me, but use it as a tool for introspection.
Got it.
Like, why I feel like this?
Mm-hmm.
Doing that would allow me to know who I truly am, to uncover pieces of myself. I think that I put on a mask, you know, or was trying to save face for so many years of my life.
Yeah.
I didn't feel safe enough or understood enough to actually express how it is that I actually feel, to actually express my emotions. And I have to admit, there aren't many people to this day that I feel safe enough to express my emotions with. But I have found safety in myself. I have found peace and understanding within myself. A large part of that is like self-reflection.
Yeah.
I think we move through life, we experience things, and we don't actually reflect on what it is that we felt.
For sure.
We don't reflect on that experience. I've allowed myself to stay in situations, friendships, jobs, because I didn't reflect. I didn't check in with myself and say, hey, do you actually like this? Mm-hmm. How does this make you feel? And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And just because it's bad doesn't mean you have to remove yourself from that situation, because the truth be told, sometimes we can't afford to remove ourselves from that situation.
Yeah.
But allow that emotion that you feel to be a lesson to lead you to where it actually is, where to lead you to a place that actually make you feel good, you know, mm-hmm. make you feel feelings that you actually want to feel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I'm being more emotionally aware of self. How do you think moving forward you'll try to be more emotionally aware of others?
Actively listening.
I agree.
You know, I think not just trying to overanalyze nobody, but just like reading their emotions. You know what I mean? Their facial expressions, their body language, you know, how they, you know, really sound when they said it. You know, did he like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. Was it a disappointing? Okay. Like, or like, oh, okay. Like, surprised, happy, you know, with it. I think just actively listening and not just, you know, being a bystander to the conversation. Really, really, I'm hearing them, but at the same time, the other half of my brain got a whole nother conversation going on.
Yeah.
Like, that shit happens so many times in life. I can't even account for how many times. I got two conversations going on. Mm-hmm. One internally and then one with whoever I'm speaking to. That I'm hoping that they stop talking eventually.
Yeah.
So I can get to this other conversation. But actively listening, being a good listener to other people, starts with yourself, though. When you listen to you and your thoughts. Not giving too much power. Don't judge yourself for the thoughts. But you do need to listen to them. At least know what they are.
Yeah.
And so you can start better listening to everybody else around you.
Yeah, I agree with actively listening. I think being in conversation can sometimes be difficult. Because I think we're always preparing to give our response. Yeah, so and I even find myself doing like while we talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you saying what you gotta say, but I'm also trying to be ready
to jump in.
Yeah, and honestly, that's just living in the future. It's not being in the present moment. So I think with actively listening, a lot of that has to do with being present. And it's not fair to the person that you're having a conversation with, because there are so many times where I'm too busy preparing my rebuttal.
Yeah, my answer, I ain't even probably
that listening. I didn't really actively hear what it was that you were saying.
Yeah, I think we be searching for the right answer, like, well, I'm gonna kill him when I say this, yeah. And a lot of times, like you said, if we need to take a pause in the answer, I think a lot of times we just don't do that.
Yeah, I think we are afraid of silence.
Yes.
We're afraid of silence, especially in conversations. I think, too, kind of sidebar, my conversations or like interactions with my best friends. What am I trying to say?
I know what you're getting around to.
Like, we be on the phone, like, just not like, I can't really put it into words what I'm trying to say right now. Yeah, I don't know if it's because I'm hungry or what, but like, the people that I'm closest to, we literally can sit side by side and say nothing. It'd be the best moments. That's what I'm trying to say.
I definitely, back in the day, like, used to be around my friends and just, like, you just say something randomly or just be, like, involved in this talk just because you didn't want it to get quiet.
Yeah.
Because awkwardness means that awkward silence, I think at that time, I reflected it as, oh, we not that good of friends because we don't be talking all the time.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, like, just being in the room and sharing energy with somebody is a conversation in its own
piece.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Energy speaks louder than sometimes in conversation ever could.
So, yeah. So, I now embrace, like, the moments of silence. If there ain't nothing to say, then shit, it ain't nothing to be said right now.
Yeah. Because I think when we try to fill the room, fill the silence with words, we end up saying shit that we regret saying shit that don't even make sense.
We just rambling. Yes. Now you just spitting rumors. Exactly. Now you just looking for anything to talk about. So everything under the roof. So yes, we need to embrace the silence.
Yes.
It ain't bad to be in silence with somebody else.
Agreed.
We be on the phone when I'm out in silence sometimes. Mm-hmm. You might go 10 minutes with no conversation, but just the fact that I know you are in some way present just makes it better.
Agreed.
My good friends, the time has come.
This is where we leave you.
This is where we leave you.
To reflect on today's conversation. With that being... Are you waiting on me?
I'm like, I'm my mama. I'm like...
Thank you guys so much for being here with us. We love you so much. We're sending you so much peace. So much love, so much abundance, and everything you need in this moment. Don't mouth me.
I didn't.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Smooth.